Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We're going to visit with Haley Froon. Haley's the head volleyball coach at Mineota, the state champion Vikings. Haley, congratulations.
Hey, thanks, Paul, and thanks for the great coverage over the weekend. We appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun.
It was, that's for sure. I thought we'd just give you a little time to catch your breath after a very busy weekend last weekend. did you get caught up
still
on sleep?
Trying to, okay. Yes. I think we're still talking about it. Now we enjoy it, you know. Now we can talk about the games, and I've rewatched them now that I'm not so nervous watching, and now I can enjoy rewatching it. I don't know if I enjoyed that whole championship match. I had a pit in my stomach the entire time.
Yeah, it took a few years off your life, too, in the fifth set.
Especially when you're up 2-0 and then pressure comes on.
Right. I thought we'd just take some time and revisit the state volleyball tournament from last weekend and maybe talk about some of your varsity players. You had a fantastic season, Haley. And, let's talk about that state tournament. Another trip to the XL Energy Center. That never gets old, does it, Haley?
Never gets old. That's actually one of the things I said at the welcome home was this never gets old. I mean, it doesn't just happen, right? It's hard work, and I mean, we could see it this year, the improvement that this team made from the summer all the way till November, and just made it that much more special. And we have a tough section. Every single year we have a tough section. So to make it there is a great honor. Section 3, our section, every time they go, they really represent this area really well.
That's right. Yeah, I thought about that a lot sitting at the XL Energy Center. You know, RTR could have easily been there, McCray, you know, Canby, they all outstanding teams, right? And TMB.
You bet. Yeah, there's a, in middle of September, there's a Class A showcase, and it's on paper what's predicted to be the top teams in the state. And every year, our section, I mean, this year, you know, RTR won it, they got first, and we got third, and then it just keeps, I mean, McCray almost beat Mayer. Canby shows up and beats teams, too. They played Mabel. It's amazing how our section just represents us so well there.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Well, you picked up, what, your fourth, Mineota's fourth volleyball championship, is that correct?
That's correct, yep.
And you were on the very first one, Haley. Tell us a little bit about that.
Just a few years ago, Paul. We had, my junior year, we got second in state, so it was great. I mean, it's kind of like this senior group, right? They got second in state last year. We had played BA my junior year, lost to them, and then my senior year, we played them in the championship, same team, and ended up getting first. So it was kind of cool the senior group got to experience the same exact thing, getting second to a team and then beating them the next year.
Wow.
It's just a great way to go out. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we ended up finishing my senior year undefeated. So that was that was pretty cool. And this team, we've touched on it lightly. Obviously none of these kids recall anything about me playing that 100 years ago, but I just kind of shared with them that they really reminded me of that 06 championship team, because we didn't just have this one player that we fed the ball to constantly day in and day out that continued to put the ball away. It was everybody, and everybody really contributed to the success of this team. And I think it just made this team so much harder to, you know, if you're trying to do a scouting report on them, I think it's hard to scout them because you really didn't know where the ball was going, and it took everybody. So it was really cool because they really reminded me of that team.
Okay. Who's your coach, Haley, back in 06?
Back in 06, Heidi Peterson, Heidi Derrickish now.
Okay.
She coaches over at Marshall.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the Marshall girls, they made some history too this weekend, didn't they?
They did, yeah. 8 state championships, and no surprise there. Wesley's a phenomenal coach and does a great job with that team, and he puts in the time, and it's amazing what he does. I have high respect for him.
Yeah, no other school has ever done that, I believe, right, in the state of
Correct.
Minnesota?
Correct. Not okay. For sure in volleyball. Yeah. I know a lot of teams have 7, not a lot, maybe 4 or so, but, yep, he's the first to get to 8, so a great accomplishment. Right. We really represented Southwest Minnesota this weekend.
You bet. Well, you got 4 more to go to catch them, so.
Yeah, that's nothing, right?
Right. Hey, let's back up to last Thursday. You took on New Life Academy, and you beat them 3-1. Just briefly to talk about that match a little bit.
Yeah, you know, fortunate enough for technology, we were able to watch them streaming it through YouTube is kind of where they do a lot of their games. And so started watching them over the weekend, or not over the weekend, sorry, Sunday night, once we knew who our draw was. So we were, felt pretty prepared for the Thursday match because we could actually talk about it as a group. And we knew we were going to be outsized. And we knew they were going to feed their outsides. They've got one outside that she's just phenomenal. If she's on, she's hard to stop. She's hard to slow down. And I was a little bit worried about, you know, the nerves getting to us, that's for sure. And I think that's kind of what happened. We went 4 with them, but I think set 2, we had like 13 total airs on our team, and that doesn't usually happen for us. And if you're at the state tournament and you're doing that, you're never going to win the set. And New Life Academy was able to capitalize. So it was great to see that we regrouped that third set and kind of we passed better, we calmed down and got the feel of the atmosphere and, you know, the lights are bright, everything. And I think the kids just regrouped and settled down that third and fourth set. So that was great to see.
Okay. And then on Friday, you swept a very good Belgrade Brutnell Rosa team.
Yes. And we knew, again, going to be outsized by them. They definitely like to feed a certain player, but they do a decent job of mixing it around. We were just hoping that we could kind of shade our block towards the certain kids that are in the front row that, you know, tend to usually get the ball more. But that means then if there's going to be holes in the block on other players, then we just had to defend well. And we had to serve aggressive, try to get them out of system. And I think our kids did a great job of that. We knew that, you know, no matter where we were playing Saturday, we needed some leg and we needed some arm. Three straight days of volleyball is exhausting. And so I think the kids just did a great job of start to finish that match. It was not an easy 3-set win. And just trying to spread the ball around, passing well. So then hopefully Saturday, you know, you still have something left in the tank, of course.
Right. Did you feel you felt you played better Friday than Thursday?
I thought we played better, Okay. Yes. And I think, too, that third set against BBE, we had just not started strong in any match, any set for quite some time. And that third set, we talked about it before we played BBE. You know, we need some momentum going into tomorrow, and we're always playing from behind. I mean, I don't think we had ever scored the first point in a really long time. And the girls really dialed in that third set, and they were on a mission to start strong and to finish strong, and they did just that on the third set. Played okay the first two sets, you know, not probably as great as I'd like to see, but I was really impressed with us that third set because then that really helped for momentum come Saturday.
Right. And let's talk about Saturday. It was a rematch from last year's state championship where Mayor Lutheran edged you last year, like you said earlier, but what a match that was. 3-2. You pulled it out in that fifth set. Probably one of the more thrilling volleyball matches I've ever seen.
Yes. We knew, like we just said, we had started behind in every single set that we've played in the last week and then had to rally from behind. And this team doesn't give up, which is great to see. But if you're doing that against a very talented Mayor Lutheran team, it's going to be hard to come back. So we knew starting strong was going to be so important. And they did just that those first two sets. We were able to get them out of system, which really helped us defensively. And then I thought we passed pretty well, and we really did a great job of spreading the ball around. We talked about it before the match. Obviously, this is a very talented Mayor Lutheran team, and they're huge. And so we just had to play smart volleyball. We had to be aware of what's open and what's not. Great smart shot selections in the front row, and I think our kids did that, which was just it just makes it so fun.
Right.
You know, they knew what they could do, and they knew what they probably shouldn't do in the front row, and I think they did a good job of mixing their shots around.
Let's talk about that fifth set. I believe three times Mayor Lutheran had match set in that fifth set. They could have won the state championship there three times, but you guys played great defensively.
Yes. And we have talked, we did, I mean, my timeouts were gone early, but we had just said, you've got to be aggressive. I know it's hard when you're if you're down match point, or, you know, if you're losing and playing from behind, but you have to stay aggressive in the front row, because if you're just giving them easy balls because you're playing a little scared, you don't want to make an error, well, the game's over, right? They're going to be in system and they're just going to be able to swing. So it was great to see Olivia Ferris was in the front row at the end, and she just took really smart shots. I know she had a great shot down the line that she scored on, and then the one on the replay, she scored on that as well. And then she went and she tipped, and I know she didn't score, but she got him out of system on it. So just played very smart volleyball at the end of that match. I know we only had one match point, and they capitalized on it. And like you say, Mayer had a few of them, and you worry because, you know, we'd tie it up and then they'd go ahead. Then we'd tie it up and say, could we just for once go ahead by one and have match point on our side? And Liv had a great line shot, and we were able to go up by 1 point there, and then we scored to win it. So such an exciting match. I've enjoyed watching it back. I didn't always enjoy it in the moment. I was a little bit nervous, but right. It's been fun to replay it.
Yep, for sure. Something everyone will remember for a long time. Haley, let's take some time now and just talk about some of your girls, especially your seniors. Just talk about their – you mentioned earlier a lot of growth since last summer till the championship match. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. You know, first on my seniors, I have three seniors. Alyssa Cremine is one. And it's – I really, truly mean this, Paul. If she wasn't on this team, I know she didn't touch the floor. She didn't play 1 point at the state tournament. But if she wasn't on this team, we don't leave with a blue medal. And I think all the kids knew that everybody on the bench is just as important. And that doesn't always get remembered on every team. And everybody appreciated everybody, and everybody provided something. And she was one of the most selfless people I've ever coached, and just always having a good time. Mm-hmm. And you need that. It's amazing how much you need that in a player like her. And then Megan Krogh, she has always been an outside, and she hadn't played varsity until this year. And we moved her to the middle. We tried to work on it last year with her a little bit. And I mean, the timing is different. It's a completely different position. I know it was going to take time until she figured it out. And all summer long, she was working on it. She was getting better, and she just peaked this year. And that was great to see. She can jump out of the gym and just a smart volleyball player. So athletic. Was great to see the improvement from Megan from last year to this year. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you have Ireland Stassen, who has been playing varsity since a freshman. She's my only six rotation player, so she's my only player that's out there 100% of the time. And just a great leader. And I think her leadership, especially come October, was just what this team needed. She never got down on anybody. Her and I have had so many conversations about, okay, this team is going to take time to get where we want it to be. We've got a lot of new kids, a lot of inexperienced kids, but the talent is there without a doubt. We've just got to put it together. And I think she just did a great job of realizing that and having patience and staying after with kids, or just always just like helping when help was needed and always giving encouragement, never getting down on anybody. And obviously, yes, talent-wise, she's putting the ball away. She's spreading the ball around, putting the ball where she needs to offensively for setting. But it's not only that, it's the little things like her leadership that we really needed, and I so appreciated that. This team, this summer, we put a lot of work in. We had 5 a.m. practices. And
oh, wow.
It was, you know, it's a grind, right?
Yep.
And we had just said it's going to benefit. So let's do it so we have no regrets. I don't want to leave this season having any regrets. Talked about wanting to get to the state championship maybe one day, and it was maybe the first day of summer ball. And it was, okay, we're not going to talk about that again, because now our number one goal is ourselves and how we're going to get better, because then those other things will come. Mm-hmm. And I think the team just did a great job of not focusing on other surrounding teams and how they're doing, what they're doing. We just really, truly did just dialed in on 14 of us and how can we better our game. And a lot of individual practices once the season was done and postseason started, we really separated the kids into individual practices and said, this is what you need to work on in order to get us to the next level. And each kid was just fine with that, and they put in the time, and the assistant coaches did a great job of helping with that. So honestly, if I can say, like, the most improved team that I've ever coached has to be this team. I mean, the amount of growth, not only just on the volleyball court, but also just mentally. I mean, their confidence and everything from summer ball all the way till end of October to November. It's been really fun to see.
Right. If you're just tuning in to Q92, we're visiting with Haley Froon of the Minneota Viking volleyball team. They just won a state championship in volleyball last Saturday at the XL Energy Center in St. Paul. Haley, was there a turning point during the season that, something that triggered you to say, we got a shot at going to state? Was there a turning point?
I think, like you and I had kind of talked about, this section is tough. We went 5 with Camby, we went 5 with McCray, and then we lost to RTR at a tournament in 3. And it was tough, but we knew we were getting better, right? I mean, from summer ball till those days, we knew we were getting better. And then there was a week in October where we played RTR on their home court. We ended up winning in 5, a game that could have went either way. We won in 5, and then we went and played a very talented, tough Tracy team Thursday, and we ended up sweeping them. That week, the amount of confidence that our kids needed, I mean, I truly think that week was just crucial for us, because then that weekend, we went to a tournament up in the cities, and the kids ended up winning the tournament. And then we had to play Monday for the conference championship and ended up beating a very talented McCray team in 4, and then they just never looked back. I think it was just all the confidence. I mean, they had the talent the entire time, but just a lot of growth and confidence that week. And from then on out, they never lost, and they put it together and played really great volleyball.
That's right. Just to name a few other of your players, like Susner, Bottleberg had a heck of a, was that Thursday at the state? She had a heck of a match. Grace Hennon serving, Ferris, Robecki, you just keep going on.
You can. And that's something about this team. I mean, sometimes somebody will say, who do you think's player of the game? And you say one name, then all of a sudden, by the time you think about it, you've said 6 other names, because it was a full team effort. You're right. Emma Bottleberg had a great state tournament. You know, we probably didn't play our best on Thursday. And Emma, thank goodness, had the team back. And I want to say she finished with 15 kills. She led the team by a lot. And just smart shot selection. She's not the biggest kid, but knows where to put the ball. And she just, her volleyball IQ has grown so much in the last year.
When I interviewed her, Haley, after that match, she was chomping on a piece of gum big time during the post-match. And I said, you play with that gum? And she goes, all the time.
That's her good luck charm. Yeah, yep. I don't know. Liza Susner, too. I mean, from last year to this year, her leadership, she's a quiet player and one that doesn't get a ton of acknowledgement like she should. And she got us in system, especially when we were playing in the section final game and state championship game. And then we asked her to cover more floor than she's supposed to. And she did just that. She covers for our left front and takes off speed balls for them. And then she's kind of shading in the middle back to help them out as well. And just understands the game of volleyball, plays a great read defense. Very disciplined, very unselfish player. Ella Johnson, obviously, I think she led in kills at the state tournament. She's our leading kill leader all year.
Yeah, she had 22 against Mayor Lutheran.
Yeah, and we needed that, right?
Yep.
And the thing I appreciate about that kid is she just keeps on swinging. And she did just that on Saturday, always being aggressive. Yep, you're going against a 6'1 and 6-foot girl. They probably know the ball is going to you, but swing for high hands and swing hard. And she did. And this doesn't do a lot of, then when she does her off speed, she scores. She doesn't do a lot of it because it's going to work when you make that choice. She has grown a ton from last year to this year. I know last year she probably felt like she was a role player, but this year, I mean, she was one that we had to feed the ball to in order to get to where we were. And Olivia Ferris, too, was great to see that she was in the front row at the end of that 5th set. And I mean, she was putting the ball away and taking smart, aggressive swings and getting good touches on any balls that they were swinging. Very proud of Liv this season. Very young, but doesn't play like it. Mm-hmm. And then you've got, Abby Rolbecki and Grace Hennen are 2-3 rotation DSs that just did a great job. I'm sure they were nervous. They hadn't really technically played at state and served aggressive and played great defense and very disciplined defense. I think just all around, it just took everybody. I mean, even Kennedy Arndt. She doesn't get a lot of swings, but she was just blocking and playing. She was playing great defense that way, getting good touches for us.
Nevaeh Hennen, she come in and set once in a while, right?
She does, yep. Okay. And she has grown a ton from the beginning of the year till this year, even in her confidence. It was just great to see her at the state tournament just making smart choices about where to put the ball, and we couldn't put the ball on top of the tape against Mayor Luthen. We really couldn't do it against anybody because we were outsized. And I think she did a great job of just knowing about ball placement and who to feed the ball to, who's got the hot hand and who maybe doesn't at the moment. And she has grown a ton just mentally.
Okay, good. Well, I know I had someone at state, another radio guy goes, you got three Hennens. Are the Hennens ever going to be done in Minnesota? I said, nope.
Nope, and they just keep on coming, right? Now, I mean, Sam and Kelsey are having some too, obviously not Hennens.
Right.
Yep, they'll just keep on coming.
Yeah, when Kelsey had her last baby, Kelsey Hennen or Kelsey Bicey, when she had her last baby, I texted her. I said, well, we'll see you in 18 years down at state.
I'm sure if they are anything like their mother, they'll be just fine.
All right.
At sports.
Right. Well, as we wrap things up here, Haley, I know your assistant coaches mean a lot to you, and you guys work great together, don't you?
Yes, we do, and I appreciate them. It is funny. Some people from the outside, just some neutral fans that came and watched us in at the RA facility, would say to me, "You are such a calm coach." And I would share that with them because they know the real me. I'm not calm. I'm got all the nerves in the world, and I'm texting them 24 hours a day. And we just had to laugh. I mean, because they're the reason they do keep me calm. And I can't say it enough how much I appreciate their support and the amount of messages I sent them, especially before we played Mayor. I would say, this is the rotation we're going with. And then 5 minutes later, I'd text them and say, maybe this, what do you think? And they're always very honest with me, but they always support, whatever decision we go with. And we just have a really cool relationship.
Right. But tell us who they are and what's your relationship with them? I mean, how did they get on board as on your coaching staff?
Yeah, Emily Sitterman and Dana Peterson are the two coaches. I coached with Dana, actually, prior to coaching at Minnesota. We coached at Lakeview together, so just enjoyed our time together there. And a spot opened up, and she kind of reached out and said, what do you think? And I said, well, why not? I mean, we know it was a good thing, right? We get along great. And she just does so much with our offense, and I feel more comfortable with our setters. And so together we can kind of help each other, right? She can take the offensive players. I can take setters and add value to the team. And Emily Sitterman, same thing back in 2020. She started as a volunteer coach for 1 year. They actually started the same exact year. And then a job opened up the next year, so she came on board, and I can't say enough about her. Up at state, the amount of tape that Emily watched, it's insane. Mm-hmm. And she just put in all the time in the world just to make us just a little bit better, and it just doesn't go unnoticed.
Right, and it was her birthday Saturday for the state championship, so something that she'll always remember. Every time it was her birthday, they won a state championship, right?
You got that right. Yep. Last year we were up at state. We celebrated on Friday night with a birthday cake. Fortunately, this year we were able to celebrate Saturday with a blue medal around our neck. I can't think of a better birthday for her.
There you go. All right. Well, this has been fun, Haley. Thank you. You know, for the chat and for all you do. You guys do a fantastic job coaching, and it showed this year especially because you didn't really bring a lot of girls back on from the varsity. Just a few, I'd guess. And
Just a few, yep, and that's why it took every single player, and that's what's been so fun about it.
Well, I know you're a full-time mom, you have a full-time job and a head coaching job that keeps you busy, doesn't it?
Yep, I'm ready for a long nap now, that's for sure. But, Paul, I want to say thank you to you as well. Your coverage is just wonderful. You and Abby did a great job at the state tournament. I know a ton of people that have listened back. I'm one of them. You guys do great together. You're a great team. So thank you for covering us, and also want to thank our sponsors as well.
Yep. Oh, thank you, Haley. I appreciate that. Yeah, Abby and I have a lot of fun, and it was a little different for Abby. Instead of being on the court, she had a headset on. She said that was a little different for her.
So. Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to throw a jersey at her, I think I'd find a spot for her, but definitely miss that kid on the court. Glad she can still be part of Mineota Volleyball.
Right. All right, Haley, congratulations on a state championship, and hey, we'll do it again next year. Take a break.
Thanks so much, Paul.
You bet. Haley Froon, head coach of the Mineota Vikings.